what helps in the practice of this course is understanding what it's saying, which is why we talk so much about what it's saying and what it's not saying. If you realize, as I kind of said relatively quickly earlier, that the problem is never the world out here. The problem is never the ego thought system. The problem is not the ego. The problem is our mind's belief in the ego. That's it. The problem is not what's going on around me. The problem is not my special relationship with you and what you've done to me. The problem is not my ego thought system. The problem is that I have chosen to believe in it, which means the problem is my mind's decision-making apparatus that has chosen incorrectly. No matter what the form of the problem, that's the only problem, looking at the problem as it is. My mind chose the wrong teacher and believes in it. What it believes in is not the problem because it doesn't exist. How can an illusion be the problem? So even though the Course very often will say the problem is guilt, that's really not what it's saying. Guilt can't be the problem because there is no guilt, because there is no sin. The problem is that we believe in guilt. So I haven't done anything with this chart on the board, but I just want to do one thing with you. The decision maker is represented by this blue dot, and the blue circle is the decision-making ability. The problem is not the wrong-minded thought system or the world that arose from it. The problem is this arrow here that I have a red circle around. This arrow represents my decision-making mind's belief in the ego. That's the problem. No matter what form the problem takes in the world, and the world was made to be a place of tremendous complexity, to hide from us the simple fact that the problem is the mind's decision for the ego, not the ego, which is also a very complicated thought system, and not the world that arose from it. The problem is this arrow. So the problem is not the fear of God's punishment. There is no God to punish. There's no fear because I didn't do anything. Nothing happened. There's no sin. The problem is that I chose to believe in sin, which means I chose to believe in guilt as justified, which means I chose to believe in fear that I will be punished. I believe in that. That's the problem. That's why every problem is the same. And that's why the purpose of the Course, as Jesus told Helen right at the beginning of describing, the problem is that you have depreciated the power of your thinking, the power of your mind to choose the ego. That's the problem. Very, very simple. This is the special relationship right here. This arrow choosing the ego. The holy relationship is going back to the decision maker and choosing the Holy Spirit as the teacher. That's it. All the problems are the same. All relationships are healed in the same way. If I, as a therapist, forget to judge my patient, as the pamphlet says, I am really, since there's no patient out there, I am forgetting to judge myself. If I don't judge myself, I didn't do anything. Therefore, there's no guilt, there's no fear of punishment, there's no need to flee my mind and make a body. The problem is not what we think it is. The problem is that I have chosen to have a relationship with my ego. That is the special relationship. That's what, again, why Jesus says this course is so simple. Remember, that section at the end of chapter 31 is called the simplicity of salvation. I'm saved not from guilt. I'm saved not from all the bad people in the world or circumstances in the world. I'm saved from my belief in guilt. I'm saved from my belief in guilt by being reminded that I have a very powerful mind that has the power to choose, and I can exercise that power by choosing against my ego and choosing for the Holy Spirit. That's it. Very simple. And so you see how that works in one situation, then another one, and then in one relationship and another relationship, and pretty soon you generalize to everything. That's how you walk this earth and smile more frequently and your forehead is serene. It's a decision to be of magnitude rather than the ego's littleness. And when we choose the ego, once again, all hell literally breaks loose. First in our minds, and then we make up a world that we flee to in the insane belief that that's how I escape the fear of God. That's how I escape the burden of my guilt. But since ideas leave not its source, the guilt stays with me. I'm always a mind. And my guilt will always be projected, which means there will always be a problem. I'll get sick, physically sick. I feel better. I'll get sick again. My relationship with you is wonderful, and then something happens, and boy, I fly off the handle. Everything is fine at work, and then something terrible happens, and I get a bad review, or I get fired. And we become very vulnerable and weak, pathetically weak, where we're at the mercy of all these forces and powers and people that over which we have no control. And we're desperately trying to maintain control and knowing it's a very losing situation, because in the end, we're going to die. So what cuts through all of this is the simplicity of A Course in Miracles. That's why nobody likes it. Because it's too simple. And it cuts through everything, including one special relationship with A Course in Miracles, which is insidious. Very insidious. That's why there's nothing in this course about groups or churches. It's all about going to your decision-making mind and choosing again.